we're very hopeful for him. You know, we thought it was touch and go on Tuesday, so you know, we're very hopeful for him to be playing on Saturday and picking up the form that, you know, he had going into obviously missing out on Tuesday.
What is the extent of the problem?
It was just a knock. It was just a bang. So like, it was just one of those that just was too sore on Tuesday. But, you know, obviously he's had an extra couple of days now, and we'll train tomorrow and we'll take it from there.
I know you've got great faith in your other strikers.
Yeah,
very much so. But how disruptive is it when perhaps at the minute your main striker isn't available?
Yeah, I think it's the same for any team. When one of your strikers that's banging form is missing, it just disrupts you a little bit. But like you rightly said, you know, Mark Cullen was terrific in his work rate on Tuesday night, and obviously we've still got then Armand Gagnolet and Danny Filliscut that both came on and provided options for us. So at this moment in time, you know, we've got good strikers available.
I suppose pulling their shoes on, how difficult is it for a striker when you know you're not necessarily first choice and you're having to come in, and it's in the back of your mind that, you know, Kyle Vassell, when he's fit, probably likely to come straight back in again?
Yeah, it is. It's tough, but that's part of being in a squad, you know. I've no doubt for sure that there'd be different stages of the season where, like there was this season, the beginning, Armand came in and scored 3 goals in 3 games, and you know, it was his turn. And then obviously it'll happen throughout the course of the season where it was somebody else's turn. The beauty is that we've got those options available to us, and that's what I wanted when I first came into the club.
How do you feel about Tuesday's result then, looking back at it? I know you lost very, very late on in the day.
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to analyse it properly like we do. And once you take the emotion out of the timing of the goal, there was lots of positives from the game for me to take. You know, I think people that have watched us this year will have seen how well we've played with the ball, the number of chances we created. I think we're the highest in the league. And then one of the questions that you could be levelled is, well, what are you like when you come up against a fight? And Tuesday night was exactly that. It was a fight. And I was pleased with the fact that we stood up to the fight and more than matched the opposition. You know, we were unfortunate to be on the end of two mistakes in succession right at the death. But apart from that, the game wasn't a quality game for sure. But, you know, we were pleased with other aspects of the game that we haven't been challenged on or tested in my opinion. And we came out of that test sort of like saying, yeah, we can stand up to that.
So you say it was a fight on Tuesday against Mansfield. What's it likely to be on Saturday against Newport County? Because they've picked up a little bit under their new manager, Graham Wesley.
Yeah, no, that shows you the craziness of the league, that, you know, they've gone on a good run. Well, last week at Notts County, so you know, we're aware of the challenge that will present. But, you know, Tuesday night was a horrible night weather-wise, and, you know, the pitch wasn't greatest conditions. So we've got to come back to Bloomfield Road here and go and impose our style that we've been playing on, and that's up to us to do.
And what about him, Graham Wesley? How well do you know him?
Never met him. So it'll be the first time meeting him. I don't know what he's about, or I've never come across him. It's a strange one, that one. So it'll be the first time to shake hands and say hello.
Perhaps give one or two Preston fans a call between now and kickoff.
Yeah, could do.
Murmurs from north of the border today that John Herron isn't keen on coming back to Blackpool, that he'd like to extend his time there. Are you aware of that at all?
No, that's the first I've heard of that. So where was that? Is that in the papers?
It was
there?
In one of the papers up in Scotland, yeah.
Well, you know, the deal is subject to January. So obviously it's all parties have to sit down and discuss that further, and we'll take it from there when that time comes.
And you're happy with what you've got right now anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, the lads that are playing in midfield and the lads that are waiting for their opportunity, you know, that they're more than capable, and that's an area of strength for us as well. So, you know, we'll have to look at that closer to the time.
Anybody struggling for the weekend apart from Kyle?
No, clean bill of health. So we're really positive with that as well. And looking forward to getting the form that we've been showing here at Bloomfield Road and the success that we've had this season here.
Yeah, and just on that, I don't want to get into the whys and wherefores as to why some of the fans are not attending home fixtures, but it is fair to say crowds are smaller. They're down on last season at Bloomfield Road. Yet the players seem to have got over that, haven't they, when you look at the FA Cup result and, of course, the last game, last time you were at home.
We've scored 10 goals in the last three home games. So, you know, that's where we've got to hit the ground running on Saturday and get back to. All we can do is, like what was said when I first joined the club, is control what we're controllables. And then that's, you know, producing performances on the pitch, home and away, and concentrating on the training. And the players have trained really well this morning as well. So, you know, we're really looking forward to getting back to winning ways on Saturday. And hopefully we can do that.